of a good world. Now I thought about what I wanna say, but I never really know where to go. So I gave myself to a friend, cause I know the looks at the door. And we would never be alone again, cause it doesn't have another day. Kinda counting on you being a friend, gonna give it up a good world.
Hello, hello. This is Instant Crush, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Abe Jollis. I'm here with my co-host, a player named Gus. And we are back with another episode after a two-week hiatus. Jared, how we doing?
What's up? It's Gus.
A player named Gus.
Glad to be back here on this beautiful evening in Medford. Nice and chilly out, But a good,
we're
pleasant
rolling.
Night.
My sister actually gave me the idea for that intro, a player named Gus.
I don't really get it.
It's from Psych. It's one of the nicknames. It's his radio name, actually.
But he is named Gus, so yeah, like that's just not a good nickname.
But apparently he says it with some suaveness, as my sister says, but my sister told me to say it as white as I can, which I think I succeeded.
A player named Gus. I'm a fan of a player named Gus. I like that show.
I do.
I never finished it, though.
Well, we've got a great show in store for you guys.
Wow.
Excellent. Jared, what do we have first on the old track list?
One of Abe's favorite songs. We've got In Your Eyes by
The Weeknd.
Always look the other way. I'm blind, I'm blind in your eyes. something burning inside you. Oh, inside you. You always try to hide the pain. You always know just what to say. I always look the other way. I'm blind, I'm blind. Your eyes, you lie, but I don't let it define you. Oh, define you.
Come over. watch a light move across the screen. I watch a light come over me.
We are back. This is Instant Crush. If you are just joining us, my name is Abe Jollis. I'm joined by my co-host, Jared Cohen. Jared, some pretty interesting stuff happened in our two-week hiatus.
Indeed.
Kanye, exonerated. Yes or no?
I think we know the answer is...
it's no.
Is no.
But honestly, a good friend of the show, slash part-time guest host, Finian Sicoccio, he said that if... Kanye, if you were just joking around before he did his apology and said, you know, what is the most wacky way he could apologize? Be like, oh, I don't know. He could just like take a screenshot of 21 Jump Street's movie poster and say, Jonah Hill was so good. I love Jews again.
I kind of respect Jonah Hill for not indulging him and responding.
Yeah.
Because if I were him, I'd be so tempted to try to say something funny and he just won't talk. Like, I respect him for not indulging that. Because, like, obviously, that's... Come on.
I agree. All right, let's talk about literally anything else. You mind giving me a drum roll with the WMFO?
I mean, you really want me to?
I do.
All right, give me a second. Bum-ba-da-da. Bum-ba-da-da.
Still waiting.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
It's everyone's favorite segment. What in the world did Dylan Brooks get up to? We have three instances, not one, not two, but three instances of Dylan Brooks back on his bull stuff.
BS.
First, got into with Klay Thompson.
Klay said something great afterwards.
He just held up his four fingers and said four rings.
What about the, he said like, in 20 years, like, no one's going to know who you are. Like, no one's going to remember who Dylan Brooks is.
That's a little bit mean. I think he should have gone the more comedic route with the four.
Klay Thompson's kind of a jerk.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. That might not be true. I've always done that impression.
Two nights ago, got into it with Mr. Russell Westbrook. But also, a little bit more malicious, stepped on the back of Kyrie's Achilles.
He's out of control, too. He's really out of control.
He is.
What is he doing?
He's going Grayson Allen levels of
unruliness. I don't say he's doing it on purpose. Like, he is, but, like, he makes it into being part of his character.
He's just clumsy.
No, like, he, like, shows up to the game wearing, like, a... like a overalls, and like he's like purposefully trying to like look like he's gonna like come. I don't even know.
And
I don't even know.
That,
it's just weird.
They had that little baby, like the cringe dance, like going in. Just all of them.
He wants to be the villain, clearly.
Yeah.
Like, no,
but he's not hateable. Like he's hateable, but he's not like you'd love to hate him. You don't love to hate Dylan Brooks. You
I just
hate
don't
want to
hear
Dylan
about
exactly.
Dylan Brooks. Like
he's not.
Why is
he's
he in
not
the news
consequential.
Every day? Yeah.
You know. Either way. Some local news. Boston sports looking incredible, except for the Red Sox and Patriots. So 2 out of 4.
You could have ended that sentence at looking incredible.
I mean, Patriots out on DeAndre Hopkins, apparently.
No, I don't believe it.
I don't see him moving.
You don't see him moving at all?
I don't.
You
think
the Cardinals hold on to him?
I think the Cardinals are going
to
hold him. I think Jonathan Gannon went in, and he said that they're going into this season with DeAndre Hopkins with full intention that he's going to be a Cardinal. Either way, Bruins clinched the President's Trophy and home ice throughout the playoffs, which is going to be only 2 rounds because they're going to go out round 2. And then the Celtics, one night after Drew Holiday and Giannis combined for 83 points, get blown out. The Celtics blow out the Bucks by 41. Where
I'd watched
my favorite, stat: Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and Mike Muscala combined for 70 points.
Respect to Mike.
Got
Moose. He's
nice,
a good one.
Nice 0-pointer. Four rebounds, though, off the bench.
He played at only garbage time.
I know.
But back to your original point, DeAndre Hopkins will be a Patriot. I think it's only a matter of time now. Everything I've seen makes me... Okay, he might not actually, but the Patriots... They're going after number one. I have to believe they are.
That's some wishful thinking.
They did workouts with Jordan Addison and Quentin Johnson, but again, that's just them doing their due diligence, so I don't know if that matters. They need someone. I feel like they know that they need someone.
They definitely know they need somebody, but will they go get that guy?
Hopkins is there for the taking. I don't know.
I don't understand why they don't just throw a third and a second or something at him, because he's worth it.
No, it's like a fourth at this point. It's cheapest. It's so cheap. I mean, the Cooks deal, like, the market is not high right now.
Quite frankly, while I do understand the NFL's obsession with the value of draft picks and how high they are now, and where you could get Hopkins, a guy like Hopkins, for like a third or fourth rounder, I don't understand why teams are so reluctant to throw around, not first round pick, I understand why they don't throw those around, but second and third rounders, you think that you're going to go out in the second round, and year after year, there's a chance you're going to get a guy who's as effective as DeAndre Hopkins in the second round. I would much rather trade
DeAndre Hopkins.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you have an established guy.
I agree.
I mean, there's a reason why you and I are radio show hosts in college and not NFL GMs at 20 years old, but there's probably some stuff we're missing.
Yeah, I mean, Bill Belichick kind of won six by, like, I don't know, did he do that? He kind of did do that. He would give, I don't know, he's not exactly known for pulling off blockbuster trades.
Yeah, but he's known for pulling off those
under-the-radar moves. But DeAndre Hopkins is not an under-the-radar move.
No, that's an over-the-radar move.
Maybe that's why he's not doing it.
Either way, loving some Boston sports, despite the fact that I'm not a Boston sports fan by blood.
It's a great city. It's a sports city. And the Celtics...
You get overwhelmed by it.
It was impressive today. I can't lie. Brown and Tatum, man.
Went to my first St. Patty's Day parade in Southie.
Saw the videos.
Yeah, it was really cold. And honestly...
Not that fun.
Wouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
But still, can say I did it.
The people on Snapchat, they don't know that.
No.
It looked fun.
No, they don't. My social media, it looks like I had the time of my life. And that's all that matters. At the end of the day, my ego is based purely on Instagram likes and Snapchat story views.
Be honest, have you ever checked how many people have viewed an Instagram story you've posted?
Every single time
I don't think I've ever done that.
I do that religiously.
I'm kidding, by the way.
Okay.
I mean,
maybe once or twice I've done that, but Instagram stories, like, I feel like those are just the most...
You send them and you don't look at them again.
No, I mean, I do it because it has like the little circle around it, and I want to get rid of that because like I need to press every button and get rid of every notification.
No,
I
guess that's true, but I mean of your own Instagram story. Like, you post it, you don't see it.
I know. It sees like the little circle in the top left, and I gotta get rid of it.
On your own profile.
I gotta get rid of it. And I mean, you know, you wanna see like if I post a nice picture of like me and my friends, I wanna see if like the guy we didn't invite saw it or not, you know? That's never happened to me once in my life. Jared, what do we have next on the playlist?
It's a good one. You're gonna listen to it and figure out which song it is. No, I'm kidding. It's Skeletons by Travis Scott.
check. It was good sex, honorable mention to the net. Didn't pass the loud, that was out of respect. Afterwards, passed the towel, I was out of Kleenex. If you take a girl out, do you expect sex? If she take her titties out, do you expect checks? First visit, I gave her a pearl necklace. Next visit, I'ma need your girl naked. Took a church visit, you know, cause the world hectic.
Somebody this.
All right, we are back. This is Instant Crush. My name is Abe Jollis, here with my co-host Jared Cohen. Jared, let's get right back into the sports talk. Today is everyone's favorite day.
That's the last thing everyone wants to hear right now, but too bad.
Today is everyone's favorite day, or yesterday was, technically. It is Friday morning.
Opening day!
Opening day! Major League Baseball, opening day! And I have some way too early MLB takeaways.
Way too, emphasis on way too and early.
not even yeah. Halfway through the first series of the season. So, shall we get right into it? Can the Orioles threaten the Rays, Blue Jays, and Yankees in the NL East? AL East.
Decidedly no.
Notice I left the Red Sox out of that. But
honestly, actually, I take that back. I don't know how good the Rays are going to be, but they seem to always be better than you think they're going to be.
Yeah.
The Yankees are going to win the division and lose in the second round, probably.
And the Blue Jays are going to be a wild card team and lose to the Mariners.
So I think they could fight for third, in which case they could get a playoff spot.
Now,
but the Blue Jays also could like be bad for no reason.
Sub question. Is Adley Rutschman a top three catcher?
Yeah.
Is he a top one? Because the only guy I could think of right now is Realmuto.
And maybe Will Smith. But honestly, Adley's probably better than him.
Honestly, Will Smith's defense, like it's his offense that carries it. I wrote down a couple names. Speaking of catchers who had incredible games today.
Connor Wong. No, that's never been said.
Even though Travis d'Arnaud for the Braves did not play catcher, he played DH. He went like 4-for-5 with like 6 RBIs and carried the Braves today.
He's also, looking at a like late career
resurgence. But honestly, it's just a surgence. Like he
no, he was kind of like, he was in the Mets, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like towards the end of his career there, I wrote him off because he was done. He was never going to really be that good.
But those guys, like the catchers in the NL East, stick around forever. Who is that? Brian McCann?
He hasn't been as good. I mean, he was really good in the 2020 year, in the COVID year.
Yeah, but
and then really bad the year after. But then he was an All-Star last year, but kind of a fraudulent All-Star. But he's been in the league since 2013. He's made it 10 years. So
excellent career.
How much WAR do you think he's got for his whole career?
18.
7. 7.3.
Way over. Yeah. So, nowhere near Hall of Famer or anything like that. But
the fact that he's not out of the league?
Incredible career, Travis d'Arnaud.
Respect.
Now, are the San Francisco Giants cellar dwellers? Will they ever come out of that rut? Because
they're in a tough division.
I watched that Yankees game today, and they looked lost. I mean, their pitching was terrible.
I mean, no, Webb
they could not buy a hit.
I know that, but Webb struck out 12 in 6 innings.
I mean, their bullpen's horror awful.
They're not going to be in the bottom of that division. They're probably coming third.
Shaquille O'Neal, horror awful. I think the Diamondbacks
Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal. He said horror awful.
Oh.
That's his thing. Horror awful.
Tragic Bronson alert.
Tragic Bronson alert.
But
JaVale McGee.
You think Diamondbacks coming third?
I'm thinking it's going to be Dodgers, Padres, but like 2 games between them.
You think the Padres are destined to underperform? Because they are loaded.
Yeah.
They're the most loaded team in baseball, I would say.
I mean, you could also look at like when the Phillies get Harper back, Phillies have an argument.
Yeah, but I think the Padres are one. I mean, the Padres have got Machado, Bogarts,
Soto,
Turner? Not Turner, sorry, he's on the Phillies.
Tatis. And Soto.
And then they also got like their other guys are good. Cronenworth's
decent,
right? Ha-Sung Kim.
Yeah, he's great.
Decent. And then their pitching staff. Potential to be elite. Blake Snell, if he puts it all together again.
Honestly, Blake
Snell, Darvish,
in that
Joe Musgrove.
He was really good.
And they've got guys who have high upside. Seth Lugo never started before, right?
Is he starter?
Yeah, they converted him. That was his demand, was to be converted to a starter.
Well,
they're giving a shot.
He's got the best curveball in baseball.
And then Nick Martinez. So if those two guys end up being any good.
And Hader. They have Josh Hader.
Yeah, he was terrible last year, but he's
still Josh
Hader. Yeah, so... Better
Who
than
knows?
The Dodgers? Probably not, because the Dodgers just win every game and then lose in the playoffs.
Next up, will our hometown Washington Nationals break the record for most losses in a season?
No, but they will be bad. Didn't they win? No, they didn't win. They lost. I forgot about that.
They lost today.
Yeah.
But they honestly didn't look as bad as you might think.
They started Patrick Corbin on opening day. He's the worst pitcher in baseball, and they're starting him on opening day.
He's horror awful. I'll say it again. He's horror awful. But Joey Meneses...
I didn't really see the whole game. What happened?
So, Joey, just like, do you know who he is?
Yeah, I saw him hit a home run during the...
WBC?
Yeah.
So, last year,
which, by the way, I was kind of converted on. It was pretty cool.
That final was pretty sick.
Yeah.
And honestly, I mean, we're both American. I love seeing Japan win it. they were the best team throughout the tournament.
It was just way more hype than I thought it would be.
It was incredible. And so many people from around the world got into baseball, which is bottom line, what you want.
The players loving it too. Like Trout, it's so good when that he for the love of the game.
Exactly. Exactly. And some of those guys, like there's interviews saying, would you rather win the WBC or win the World Series? And a lot of guys said WBC. I mean, it's for your country. Playing for your country, that's the ultimate goal.
For real.
And hey, props to all those guys who did it. Getting back into it, Joey Meneses, incredible last year. The only bright spot on that Nats team, except for Josh Bell and Soto.
And then they got the idea of Keibert Ruiz.
and Josiah Gray.
No, there is no idea. Josiah Gray just isn't good.
No. But Meneses, incredible WBC. And, I mean, he was, what, a 30-year-old rookie? He's 31 now. And if he has anything to say about it, their Nats are going to...
I'm telling you, he's no Masataka Yoshida.
No, Masataka Yoshida is going to be an all-star starter.
I genuinely believe
he's
that.
He's going to be an all-star starter. He is good. But Meneses, I mean, I think the over-under for the Nats wins is 59.5. And
wow, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's incredibly low.
I know. And I don't think they're going to beat it. I don't think they're going to... I think I'm going to take the under, despite the fact I... do not sports bet.
Wouldn't that be the worst team ever, or one of them?
I think the record for win, or the record for the loss, I don't know what the losses is, but you could do the
math. 59.5.
Yeah.
But 40
wins is the lowest amount of wins.
Oakland also is 59.5.
And Oakland just has no upside on that team. Like, it is just terrible all the way. I mean, their best players, like, what, Jesus Aguilar, Ramon Laureano, and no pitching, nobody comes to the games.
If y'all lose 110 games, bro.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Brutal. Next up, the pitch clock is the best thing to ever happen in baseball history.
Or the worst, but like we'll see.
Honestly, watching those games today, I was having a blast.
It was quick. It was good. It was a little too quick almost, which is weird.
Because it's only a 30-minute difference. It doesn't sound like that
much. What I realized the most is coming back from the ad breaks, at least on Nesson, I was watching a Red Sox game.
Yeah.
Go straight to the pitcher pitching.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a huge difference. Huge difference.
For those out there who are big blimp shot connoisseurs, no, those aren't a thing anymore, but I'm still loving it.
But it was straight from the ad to the cut and the pitcher throwing the pitch,
yeah,
which I like.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I mean, I was saying this earlier. There's going to be a little bit of like give and take. Like it's going to be weird. Guys are going to get called for infractions a lot early on, but... I think by the All-Star break / trade deadline, like mid-August, everybody will be fine. Everybody's getting the rhythm, and it's going to be one of the best things to happen to baseball in recent memory, which
we'll see.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. Also, breaking news, Shohei Ohtani is an incredible pitcher.
Yeah, and a Red Sox next year.
Oh, yeah. He's coming.
To save the franchise, to save the fan base, which is like on the verge right now.
Yeah, there's... It's not looking good for the Sox. I mean, you and I were talking last year. This year, because of the recent pattern, they're going to win the World Series this year. But I think it's going to be next year.
When Shohei comes. $600 million contract.
I saw like somebody on the old Bird app said his value as a hitter is like $400 million. And his value as a pitcher is like $350.
So $750.
I mean, this dude is just... he's an enigma. Either way, let's get right back into the music and get out of the sports talk. Jared, what's up next?
See if you can guess it. We've been talking about it for a little while. It got passed over, but maybe you're not going to get it.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember.
You're not going to remember.
Is it Jay-Z?
It's not. It's the other one.
Oh, no.
Blue Oyster Cult. We've got...
Don't Fear the Reaper?
Don't Fear the Reaper! There you go.
Yeah. together in eternity.
Romeo and Juliet.
40,000 men and women every day.
Romeo and Juliet.
40,000 men and women every day. Every 40,000 coming every day.
It'd be like they are.
Come on, baby.
Don't fear the reaper.
Baby, take my hand.
Don't fear the reaper.
We'll be able to fly.
Don't fear the reaper.
Baby, I'm your man. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Everybody's gotta love. And everybody's gonna die. Everybody just wanna have a good time. I think you know the reason why.
Oh.
then again it get pretty rough. When I have him on, baby, you know I just can't get enough. Everybody's got a roof, and everybody's gonna die. Everybody gonna try to have a good time. I think you know the reason why. Saw a blind man standing on the corner, baby, and he couldn't hardly tie his shoes. Yeah. A Monica guitar strapped around his neck, but he sure could play the blues. Everybody's got a roof, and everybody's gonna die. Everybody's gonna try to have a good time. I think you know the reason why. Yeah. Feel like I've seen a million sunsets. If you're with me, I'll never go away. That's when I stopped and I took a look at my baby. She said, if you're with me, I won't go away. Because everybody's got a roof, and everybody's gonna die. Everybody's gonna try to have a good time. I think you know the reason why.
It should speak for itself, you know what I mean? K-Season, fucking my pastor daughter in two Jesus pieces. Yeah. Dropping this blow on the basement floor, my yeast is squeaking. Yeah. Revving the fan, I pledge allegiance. Undefeated, fuck the 40 acres and the mule. They gave us niggas the eagle, hot pot, spoons and needles. Yeah. Sold a piece of crack to police as Mario Van Peebles. Serving every prime green and pookie with that vanilla smoothie. Scary Gary, nigga, my neighborhood, something like Fallujah. Yeah. Vladimir Banana Clip, move with Russian collusion shooters. Fuck a track hole, selling that pussy on computers. Yeah. Pippin' and never die, Chad Butler in heaven, chunkin' deuces. Chunkin' deuces, a hard white fish that I made a wish. But smoking, scrubbing down my kitchen, I'm never gon' wash a dish. It's Mr. Clean, pass all Paul Mahler. These niggas don't know how hard you riding for their ass till you park it. In 1998, I sold the Glock 19 chopper. 2018, I'm finna reclaim my fucking time and cop the roadie flooded. Maxine Waters, fuck your poison, keep the vaccines off us. We got a reality star in the goddamn office, quite like the Reagan days. Fernando said he used to move chickens in the Noriega days. I disrespect his name and he signed my face with the razor blade. Baby Tony, top of the family like Johnny Sacramone. Chopping up this block white top and some Yoshiyama motors. Whoever kill him first gon' get promoted. Well, I was getting away with murder before Denzel fucked Viola Gangsta K.
Young nigga, dope money, just half at it, nigga. Make money, more money, mathematics, nigga. But the po-po's, they coming for your money, nigga. Play low, I mean low, like no money, nigga. Young nigga, dope money, just half at it, nigga. Make money, more money, mathematics, nigga. But the po-po's, they coming for your money, nigga. Play low, I mean low, like no money.
Look, real bars are the ill bars. These scars are the only real proof they couldn't kill gods. My coke hand is still sketching out my memoirs. What I did to door panels on them wind stars. Gym stars left cuts in the dinner place. It's new stash spots, the AC don't just ventilate. Take over your blocks, young niggas assimilate. We all break bread like going Dutch on a dinner date. The love of your life, rap nigga, wear fake watches. The serial number don't match the gift box. boxes. The bezel on her Babylon blue due to Tinashe. The bitch told me two-tone rollies was too blasé.
Yeah.
Way more chemical than political. PTSD from what I weighed on the digital. It was snowfall and Reagan gave me the visual. Obama opened his doors knowing I was a criminal. I took a risk, I took a brick. Took a road trip to a Motel 6. Get it wholesale and you know I won't tell shit. Ride coattails, then he really won't that lit. Just another in the mix, nigga. I'm rich, nigga. Tell me, is you Alpo or Mitch, nigga? Bet it all, roulette, all on my wrist, nigga. Like Cleo setting it off, taking your bitch, nigga. Ooh!
Young nigga, dope money, just half at it, nigga. Make money, more money, mathematics, nigga. Popos, they coming for your money, nigga. Play low, I mean low, like no money, nigga. Young nigga, dope money, just half at it, nigga. Make money, more money, mathematics, nigga. Low, low, like talking to baby mama, nigga. Fake rap, tell that bitch this is that show money, nigga.
I know a guy in my neighborhood. He came home from work one day and caught his best friend in the hall with his wife. They had all day to go to bed. Pulled out a .45 and shot both of them. Next morning, his friend went down to the jail. He said, Fred, don't take it so hard. He said, it could have been worse. He said, what you mean it could have been worse? He said, man, two people dead. I might get the electric chair. You tell me it could have been worse? He said, yeah, baby, it could have been worse. He said, what you mean? He said, hell, if you'd have came Thursday instead of Friday, you'd have gotten me too.
For the life of me, remember a Saturday. I know they say let it be, but it just don't work out that way. And the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. No, I would not give you false hope on this strange and mournful day. But the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. Oh, little darling of mine, I just can't believe it so. Though it seems strange to say, I've never been late so low. Such a mysterious way, and the course of a lifetime runs over and over again. But I would not give you false hope on this strange.